The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is a story about one man's journey from death row executioner to Lutheran pastor. It's titled The Executioner's Redemption, My Story of Violence, Death, and Saving Grace. You can check it out at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Executioner's Redemption is on sale for $12.99. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, The Executioner's Redemption. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is a simple game we play with our listeners on Fridays as often as we can. Coming to the end of the broadcast week, we gather four soundbites from that week's audio, and we play them for you. All you have to do is listen to the four soundbites, and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet, @issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And you vote there for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. One of the four. We want to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, your reasons are your own, and where you're listening. That's all there is to it. And when you vote, you are eligible to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, April 29th. We're going to play these four soundbites for you, and then you vote. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Roland Ziegler. We were talking about Luther's antinomian theses. Here he is on Agricola and Luther's disagreement on the law.
Agricola says the Christian doesn't need the law because the Christian does good works spontaneously. I mean, the Christian doesn't need to be told. As soon as if you start preaching the law to the Christian, then it seems, again, that the Christian does not live out of the gospel, but that the Christian, again, is under the servitude of the law. Luther said, you have to remember, the Christian is not simply the redeemed or the saint, but he is sinner and saint at the same time. You shouldn't misunderstand that, repentance, yes, that's before the Christian, right? So before he truly becomes a Christian, then he converts, and then he is a Christian, so he needs the law no longer. Luther very strongly says, you are really deceiving yourself. The law has to be preached continually in the church because Christians too are sinners, and they need to be confronted with their sin. And Luther also says, never think of the law as something that is simply done away with. What does the life of the Christian look like? What do good works look like? Well, of course, they look like what the law demands. Now, the law cannot make you do good works, but the Christian life is not in contradiction to the demands of the law.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Roland Ziegler on Agricola's and Luther's disagreement on the law. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your votes, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. Here's one reason, she thinks, why corporate America is pushing the sexual revolution.
A highly educated woman has been a big boon to corporate America, in spite of all the regulations and so on. These are very good, reliable, well-educated, committed workers whom the feminist movement has basically delivered to corporate America. And so now those women, many of them, are in positions of decision-making. And which kind of women get to achieve the highest positions within corporate America? Who is, relatively speaking, favored by that environment? Well, it's the woman without any children. It's the woman who has sacrificed children and marriage for the sake of her career. That's who's going to make it to the top, okay? And so her values are not necessarily going to reflect the values of Mrs. Wilkin or Mrs. Schwartz or Dr. Morse, who you know, we like our careers, we like our work, but we like our kids too. And we want a corporate environment and a social political environment that offers some protection for the permanence of marriage and the stability of family life and all those other things. Well, you know, Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, I don't think that's on their radar screen as an important value, right? But they're making decisions for the whole country, right? And likewise with your news anchor, you know, your female news anchor who's at the top of her game, who's never had any children, the academics who are at the top of their game, who are influencing policy, politicians, and so on, all the way through the line. The kind of person who's favored by those rules is the person who has different values than you and I have. And I think that is a part of what we're looking at here.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris. One reason why corporate America pushes the sexual revolution. If you like it, if you agree or disagree, but you want it to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page where you can vote. We've left space for you, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Timothy Carter talking about the witness of a death row inmate.
They sent a bunch of female death row officers from female death row to assist us with this execution because none of us had executed a female before. And they had obviously grown to like Carla Faye Tucker and even love her. So they were very, very disturbed by this capital punishment process. None of them had participated in capital punishment before, and we had done many, many, many. Carla Faye had become their friend. And so these female executioners, these female death row officers, were just grieving tremendously. And Carla Faye Tucker was not grieving at all. And so her countenance that day was spent mostly consoling those death row officers. And she kept telling them over and over again, you're going to be okay. Trust in the Lord. You're going to be just fine. And so that was just mind-boggling to me, that her concern on the last day of her life was ministering to and comforting and being a blessing to, being used of God in that last time. We're not used to that type of an attitude from any inmate, much less a death row inmate. We're not used to any inmate loving their keepers, prison guards, but especially death row inmates sincerely loving the people that are about to execute her.
That's soundbite number three. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, you need to vote for it. It's Pastor Timothy Carter, the witness of a death row inmate, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number four is straight ahead. It comes from Wesley Smith. Here he is explaining how the Netherlands decided to euthanize children.
You accept the premise that killing is an acceptable end to human suffering, and you start by saying it's only going to be for competent adults who decide they want to die. People then say, oh, okay, that's fine with me. Then you say, well, you know, there's a right to die, and if you're really compassionate, how can you deny this right to children? After all, they can suffer too. And voila, you now have euthanasia up and down the line. Now, this doesn't take a week or 2 weeks, but in the Netherlands, it's taken decades, but the same thing is already happening in Belgium. Belgium legalized euthanasia in 2002, and about 2 years ago, they legalized euthanasia for children. No downward age limit. They leave it to the death doctor to decide whether the child is mature enough, quote-unquote, to decide to be killed. Now, realize you're dealing with people who can't even consent to get tattooed, but they can consent to be killed in Belgium, and very soon it appears in the Netherlands, because this is a recommendation by, believe it or not, the Pediatrics Association in that country, to do away with the age limit for euthanasia in the Netherlands, which is currently age 12. It started at age 16, and of course, once you unleash the demon, if you will, of euthanasia, it never stops growing, or as I put it, it's like the universe. The culture of death never stops expanding.
That's soundbite number four, Wesley Smith, how the Netherlands decided to euthanize children. Those are the four soundbites. It is time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You do your part in this little game we play on Friday afternoons by giving us a call with your vote, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. You can also send your vote to us via email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter at Issues ETC, at Issues ETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break.
It is more important to know what the Reformation retained than what it overthrew.
Dr. Larry Rast talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Charles Porterfield Croft made that statement back in the 1800s, but it remains true for us today. The church's job is to confess faithfully, and simply to overthrow error does not establish truth. What we are about is confessing biblical truth, and what this conference promises to do is to help us recover that for an age that desperately needs to hear that truth.
You can meet and hear Dr. Larry Rast making the case for the conservative Reformation June 10th and 11th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, the 29th of April. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first, so give us a call with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right now. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us your vote via email. We get them right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter at IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Roland Ziegler, on Agricola's and Luther's disagreement on the law back in the antinomian controversy? Or will it be soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, giving us one reason corporate America pushes the sexual revolution? Soundbite number three, Pastor Timothy Carter, the witness of a death row inmate? Or soundbite number four, Wesley Smith on how the Netherlands decided to euthanize children? Those are the four sound bites. Which one will it be? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your turn to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. William listens in Laneway, Texas. He says, I'm voting for Pastor Carter's soundbite. That would be soundbite number three on the witness of a death row inmate. I've recently read a book on Pastor Gericke ministering to the Nazis at Nuremberg. The same Holy Spirit that turned the Munsters at Nuremberg into Christ's sheep worked in Carla Faye Tucker's heart 50 years later. I look forward to purchasing and reading Pastor Carter's book. William, thank you for listening in Texas, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. There's still plenty of time for the rest of you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. William mentions Pastor Carter's book, The Executioner's Redemption, My Story of Violence, Death, and Saving Grace. The story of Carla Faye Tucker is just one of the stories that he tells from personal experience as a guard in the Texas State Penitentiary System, serving in the Walls facility in what they called the Death House, witnessing and performing over 150 executions. He is now a Lutheran pastor, and he tells you that compelling story in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, The Executioner's Redemption, My Story of Violence, Death, and Saving Grace, from Concordia Publishing House. Give them a call and order the book. Read the story for yourself. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. You'll find The Executioner's Redemption on every page of the website, issuesetc.org. We need your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, April the 29th. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Anthony says, my vote is for Soundbite 3, Pastor Timothy Carter. That whole interview was riveting. I'd like you to do another hour with him. Love you. Love the show. Anthony, thank you for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week as well. Well, it's an amazing story, and you can read it for yourself in The Executioner's Redemption. The winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon is Soundbite number 3, Pastor Timothy Carter. Here he is again talking about this witness of a death row inmate.
They sent a bunch of female death row officers from female death row to assist us with this execution because none of us had executed a female before. And they had obviously grown to like Carla Faye Tucker and even love her. So they were very, very disturbed by this capital punishment process. None of them had participated in capital punishment before, and we had done many, many, many. Carla Faye had become their friend. And so these female executioners, these female death row officers, were just grieving tremendously. And Carla Faye Tucker was not grieving at all. And so her countenance that day was spent mostly consoling those death row officers. And she kept telling them over and over again, you're going to be okay. Trust in the Lord. You're going to be just fine. And so that was just mind-boggling to me, that her concern on the last day of her life was ministering to and comforting and being a blessing to, being used of God in that last time. We're not used to that type of an attitude from any inmate, much less a death row inmate. We're not used to any inmate loving their keepers, prison guards, but especially death row inmates sincerely loving the people that are about to execute her.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Soundbite number 3, Pastor Timothy Carter, the witness of a death row inmate. William in Lakeway, Texas, you send us your shirt size and your mailing address. You get the LPR bundle package. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, I know that you're aware of numerous mission organizations, but Luther Academy is confessionally Lutheran. They're committed to serving Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. Look them up, lutheracademy.com. Monday on the program, we'll look forward to Sunday morning with Dr. Carl Fakencher, and we'll continue our series on Top 3 Verses with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.